Good morning, Maranatha. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable, and it is time for a Sunday morning sermon right here on our website. We're glad you joined us today. If you can get in a good church preaching the Word of God without apology, rightfully dividing the Word of truth, depending on the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, and declaring Jesus who is the truth, glory to God, the way and the life, amen. Declaring the God of truth to a deceived, sin-darkened generation, that this truth might be as a light, hallelujah, that dispels that darkness and reveals the way out of that prison house of darkness. Today, if you don't know Christ, please stay tuned, amen, as we are instructed as Christians how to pray in the depths of despair. Jonah's prayer. How to pray when you're in the depths of despair. Jonah's prayer. And I want to go ahead and say this. There's something that is essential to be prayed, and it isn't just faith and believing God. Sometimes when you're in the depths of despair, it is difficult to have the great faith that seems to be necessary for God to do these great deliverances that we need from Him. It's not a matter so much about the quantity of your faith, but the quality of your faith. And there's an essential in praying when we're in the depths of despair, and that is to show and give gratitude in our praises and our prayers unto God. Amen. That's why I've chosen Jonah's prayer as an example of incorporating thanksgiving and gratitude while we're trusting and believing in God, even repenting of our sin and trusting Him for forgiveness. We need to show gratitude unto God. Amen. Because God is faithful. He's not the one trying to hurt us or harm us. He is the one that said, "Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and thou shalt glorify me." Now, we pull that out of context in Psalm 50. Context is, offer unto the Lord thanksgiving, and then call on me in the day of trouble. Amen. They were offering Him offerings according to the prescription God had given them, but there was an attitude of the heart that wasn't right. And God said, "Yeah, you're offering many wonderful sacrifices as prescribed to express your gratitude and your love and your praise and your honor, but in your heart, I don't see gratitude." And He says, "If I was hungry," and they complain, why aren't you responding? We're offering our best offerings to you. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the sin offering and all these other offerings. But there was a unique offering in the old covenant called the thank offering. It wasn't demanded, but it was greatly deserved. And people gave it to God, not as part of the ritualistic offerings that became just commonplace and routine. When God came through, when God did something great in their life, they brought a thank offering. And there was no special time for this offering. The time for it is after God has done something great for you. And really, for us in the New Testament, before anything happens, we're to show gratitude for what has already happened at the cross in our behalf as New Testament believers. The thank offering was not prescribed, but it was greatly, greatly, not demanded, but greatly deserved of God. And when it was brought as a free will offering to show gratitude, God received it, and it became something that was very precious to the Lord. That's why He said to these people offering these deserved offerings to God, Why aren't you responding? He said, "If I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. I own the cattle of the hills and the cattle of a thousand hills. This is not for me. What I want from you, what I deserve from you, and what I delight from you is when you come with a heart filled with gratitude to offer these offerings. Offer unto the Lord thanksgiving and call on me. Hallelujah. In the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and thou shalt glorify me. Praise God. So you pull that out. You just say, well, you know, I'm going to give him thanks. I'm going to say thank you. Tip my hat. No, this is more than tipping a hat. You can offer the very best offering, sin offering, meal offering, meat offering, drink offering. You can offer all of those in the old covenant to him during the old covenant. And he says, none of them mean anything without that delights me more than anything else. And that is thanksgiving, praising me with a grateful heart. And then call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and thou shalt glorify me. Praise God. Well, let's look at Jonah's prayer. Amen. Giving thanks in the depths of despair. Let's look at this. Amen. Let me say something before we read out of the book of Jonah in the Old Covenant, chapter 2 and verse 1. Are you sick and tired? I wrote this down, so I'm reading it from what I wrote. Are you sick and tired? Are we sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do we find ourselves constantly complaining, forgetting just how blessed we are as Christians and how faithful God is? Do we truly want everything to turn around? Do we want it bad enough to, by faith, give God the gratitude that he deserves, even in a terrible circumstance that we may find ourselves in? Then if we really want it to turn around, then we need more than great faith alone. We need great gratitude. And we need to pray like Jonah in the fish's belly, in the depth of the sea, in the depths of despair, if you want it to turn around. I started to say I challenge you, but I'm going to put it in terms, a little different term today. I dare you to give him thanks right now in your circumstance. Oh, Pastor, you don't know. I can't figure this out. I don't know why God would allow this to happen. I don't know why. Listen, I'm asking you, if you are a Christian, to thank him for the cross. Thank God for giving his son. Thank Jesus for going to the cross. Listen, that should be a stimulus for thanksgiving praise every single day of our life as believers. And if we lose sight of this unspeakable gift, we're losing sight of the unsearchable riches of Christ, which are ours when we become Christian, when Jesus becomes our Lord and Savior, when we are reconciled unto God. Hallelujah. Let me set this up. You can read the first chapter, but Jonah's running from the Lord. He's running from a calling. Trouble comes on him. He's supposed to go to Nineveh. He gets a boat to Tarshish. Amen. He wants to get out of Dodge, get out of town. As a matter of fact, I want to stop right here and say, I dare you to give God praise. I double dog dare you as a Christian today to give God praise in your circumstance. If you seriously want to get out of your circumstance, bring honor and glory to him. Hallelujah. And praise him instead of just sit around groaning and complaining. Friend of mine, my flesh wants to do that often, but I just that's part of crucifying the flesh. It's not just saying no, amen, to a particular sin of the flesh, some indulgence of the flesh that would lead us to sin. It's the sin of ingratitude, unthankfulness, that causes us to not give God the praise that he is due out of gratitude, until he does something to change us, take us out of our circumstance. The key to getting out of your circumstance is thanking for what you have, not complaining about what you don't have. Amen. We better read this prayer. Amen. I feel conviction on me. Amen. I can't preach this without being convicted. You probably can't hear it without being convicted. But this is to get us out of something. This is not to condemn us. This is not to beat us down deeper into despair than we already are. This is God reaching down and God reaching out. Amen. So we can say what the psalmist said. Amen. Many, many, many hundreds of years ago when he said, "He lifted me from the miry clay, put my feet on a rock, put a song in my heart." Praise God. He delivered me from the horrible pit. Praise God. There's a lot of circumstances that can put us in a place where we seem helpless and hopeless. But there's hope in God. Offer unto God thanksgiving. This will please Him more than an ox or a bullock. And He required them. But He said, "This is better than anything that you could offer me, and it's essential for me to receive anything that you offer me." Amen. And He said, "And call on me." Then call on me after you've shown gratitude and praised me. Listen, then call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. And thou shalt glorify me. Praise God. I feel like preaching this morning because I feel the anointing of God on this great truth today. We're too prone to let our flesh lead us into ingratitude and inconsistency. The psalmist said, "I will bless the Lord how often? How often and when? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth." I'm not talking about mouthing the words, singing with a choir or a praise team, or I'm talking about in your personal devotions as well as the praise team, as well as singing with the choir, but doing it from the heart where God is looking. Praise God. What's He looking for, Pastor? He's looking for gratitude. When we forget to give Him gratitude, it closes all these doors to our deliverance. But He said, "Offer unto me thanksgiving," and then call on me. Then use faith in your prayer. Then pray the prayer of faith. Then use the authority of Jesus' name. But first, give me gratitude. Praise God, and I will deliver you, and thou shalt glorify me. Well, let's look at Jonah's prayer and see if we can see how gratitude brought his deliverance as he prayed unto God. It said, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord," because they got in a storm, they threw him overboard, the fish swallowed him, amen, and the fish took him down deeper and deeper and deeper to the deepest part of the sea. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord God from the stomach of the fish. And he said, "I called out of my distress to the Lord, and He answered me. I cried for help from the depths of hell. You heard my voice, for you had cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the current engulfed me. All your breakers and waves passed over me. So I said, I have been cast from your sight." It sure seemed that way, didn't it? But I'm going to tell you, you may feel cast from His sight. You may feel like God has abandoned you today. But I'm telling you, there's nowhere you can go. If you're a child of God, there's nowhere you can go where God cannot see and be where you are. Amen. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. Hallelujah. And if you don't know the Lord, amen, He knows you enough to give His Son for you in your sinful condition, in your rebellion. He cares for you. He loved you enough to give His Son for you. No matter how far sin has taken you from Him and how deep into the darkness and despair sin has cast you, there's a hand that is nail-scarred and is reaching way down to right where you are this morning. Dear friend of mine, God loved you enough to give His only begotten Son for you in that condition you're in right now. And if you will believe on Him, repenting of your sin, amen, hallelujah, He will forgive your sin and give you a reason to thank Him every day of your life, not only in this life, but throughout all eternity. I don't believe there'll be a day in eternity. I don't believe after 10 billion years that we won't remember what it cost for us to enjoy this privilege and this place with this person. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe every day is going to be Thanksgiving. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to celebrate Thanksgiving, not till Jesus comes, and after He comes, we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving throughout all eternity. Listen to this. This is way down. You may feel that way, but God sees you, and God loves you, and God is reaching for you today. He can reach way down to deliver you if you will just reach up. And you don't have to reach up to heaven, because when you reach up, you're going to find that a hand is reaching down in Jesus' name today. Hallelujah. Just reach up by faith. Feeble as your faith may be, reach up and reach out to God, for God is reaching down to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, all your breakers and waves have passed over me. So I said, this is what he felt and the circumstance he certainly was in, and it looked that way. So I said, I have been cast from your sight. Nevertheless, I will look again toward your holy temple. Water compassed me to the point of death. The great deep engulfed me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I descended to the roots of the mountains. The earth with its bars was around me forever. But you have brought up my life from the pit. O Lord my God, while I was fainting away, maybe dying. Listen, I added the maybe dying. I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you in your holy temple. He was waiting for him to pray unto him. He said, those that regard vain idols forsake their faithfulness. They need to know the living and true God. I remembered the faithful one, the true God, the true and living God, Jehovah. Verse 9, here it is. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will give voice to my gratitude by thankful praise. In other words, that which I have vowed I will pay. Salvation is from the Lord. And it wasn't very long that old fish got sick. Oh, it was a big one. It could have been a whale. It could have been a great white that swallowed him whole. I don't know what it was. It could have been a sardine that God prepared for him and blew him up and used him. I know God prepared a fish in the King James, and that fish got sick of Jonah. Amen. He got so sick, he threw him up in the shallow water, just a day's journey from where he was supposed to be and supposed to go in obedience to God. Amen. But listen to Jonah's words. From the pit of hell, he cried for help. You cast me into the deep. The current engulfed me. Your waves passed over me. Water compassed me to the point of death. The great deep engulfed me. He's in this darkness. He's in the depths of the deepest part of the sea. The earth was like a prison around me forever. Jonah had hit rock bottom, drowning in the belly of a great fish. He was in a battle for his life, close to death, filled with despair, shame, and guilt, and on the verge of losing consciousness. He was literally as low as a person could get. Listen, you may be as low as a person can get. but you're not so low that God can't bring you out. Come on, Christian. Christians get down too. Christians get depressed too. Christians fall into despair unless something comes to change that. Listen, he even thought that God had abandoned him, and he said it, he vocalized it, he verbalized it. He said, I have been cast from your sight. In other words, you don't see me, you don't want to see me, and you don't care about me anymore. And how often do we feel like that? In all honesty today, have you ever felt that way? That's what contributes to our depression, contributes to our discouragement, contributes to our lack of gratitude. When you feel like you just can't carry on, follow the example that Jonah took. Jonah passed his test and was delivered to go on and fulfill his calling and his purpose and his destiny. Verse 7 says, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. And then what did he do? He prayed in verse 9, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. What did Psalm 50:15 say? Offer unto me thanksgiving. Hallelujah. The voice of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving praise. And then call on me. Everything is going to turn around when you pray in faith. After you have given thanksgiving in your trouble, in your trauma, in your discouragement, in your despair. Praise God. In the midst of all his troubles, amen, he gave thanks to the Lord. He entered into the Lord's presence by giving thanks. Enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving. Enter his courts by giving voice with praise. And come before his presence with singing. Glory to God. You want deliverance from your trials, tribulations? Then do the right thing today and give thanks to the Lord. I double dog dare you. Hallelujah. I challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ. You can walk out of that prison. You hold the key. It's not up to God to shake it and open it with an earthquake. You have the key, and it's to begin to praise him in the midst of your trouble. Right where you are, right now, rise up. Thank him for the cross. Thank him. Thank God for his son given for you. Thank God for giving him to you. And thank Jesus for paying your sin debt. Where, hallelujah. And it won't be long, friend. It won't be long till those bars burst open and you walk out. Because God will lift you out. He'll pull you out. He'll break you out. Praise God of that prison. Hallelujah. It's a difficult thing. Amen. It's a difficult thing to stay down when you're giving thanks and showing gratitude to the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's important to give thanks for your salvation, for it is the greatest gift that could ever be given. But we need to remember that we need to do it in the good times and the bad times, and might I add, especially in the bad times. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, we say if I only had this, things would be different. If I only had more money, things would be okay. If I only had a better job, if I had a better boss, if only, if only, if only. Isn't it amazing how we as humans never find, well, we're never quite happy with what we've got, and we feel like what we need is more, and what we really need is to be thankful for what we have in Christ and what we have in our daily lives. Hallelujah. We begin to forget the value of God's mercy in our life. Amen. There's a scripture I want to share with you while I'm double dog daring you today. Amen. Out of Hebrews 13 and verse 15. Listen to it. It says, through him, that is Jesus, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise unto God. That is the fruit of our lips that give thanks to his name. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for which such sacrifices God is pleased. Offer unto God thanksgiving, Psalm 50 and verse 15, and call on Him. Pray in faith after we have shown gratitude, no matter what circumstance we are in. Jesus has went to the cross, paid our sin debt for us, and we need to thank Him for it consistently. Hallelujah. Amen. And then see what God does to turn everything around. See, without faith and without true gratitude in the heart, what we do is we pray and we wait to see if God's going to do anything. That's not how faith is used, and that's not how gratitude is given. If we're thanking Him for the cross, we thank Him for the cross. And then we pray in faith for a change in the circumstance. But we thank Him for the cross, because nothing should take away our gratitude for what it means to not go to hell and to go to heaven instead. Not to spend eternity banished and punished from the presence of God, but spend eternity in the place that He's prepared for us to live with Him and with our loved ones that preceded us to heaven forever and ever. Oh, I double dog dare you, no matter how depressed you may be, to give God praise, to honor Him with the voice of thanksgiving. Not just mouth the words, but mean it from the heart, and then pray. God's going to show you His deliverance today. Somebody's going to get healed. Somebody's going to get delivered. Somebody's going to get set free. And somebody is going to get saved today. Because you're going to run to Jesus to receive this wonderful gift instead of running from Him. He's going to bring you out of drug addiction. He's going to bring you out of alcohol addiction. He's going to bring you out of perverted sexual addictions. He's going to set the captive free today. But you've got to come to Jesus. Let this be your come to Jesus moment. Not just a cliche, but in an actual spiritual reality and a spiritual transaction. And He will translate you out of the powers of darkness that hold you in these chains and into the glorious kingdom of His dear Son. Praise God. Somebody's going to be set free today, because God is reaching way down to right where you are in your circumstance in life today. Come on, Christian. Let's praise Him. Let's show gratitude from our heart today. I used to love the song, "Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where You took me from and where I might have been. Remind me, dear Lord. Let me remind You today of what Jesus has done for You at the cross, and the eternal significance of what He did. When you came to Him, repented of your sin, received Him as your Savior, and you were reconciled unto God. If you're away from God today, come back home. Come back home. It's not too late. You're not cut off. You've cut yourself off. And Satan wants you to stay out there. God wants you to come home. You'll find He's been watching for you. You'll find He's been waiting for you patiently. You'll find Him running to receive you like the prodigal son. You'll find the kiss of forgiveness and acceptance. You'll find the robe of righteousness for your sin-stained garments. You'll find a ring on your finger that means you're back in the family of God where you belong. Oh, you'll find a celebration because you've come home. If you don't know the Lord, repent of your sin. You come. Come. just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. O Lamb of God, I come, come, come and be saved. Come and be sealed by the Holy Spirit. Come and be safe from the wrath to come, and come to be ready when Jesus comes.